عذرخواهی کردن که دیر اومدن توی جلسه، کامپیوترشون مشکل داشت. از الان دیگه میخوان شروع کنن. Okay, dear Tom, you can start your conversation with Iranian.
Okay, I'm Tom. I'm an alcoholic, and it's really great to be here finally after some computer problems. And I'm a member of the Southern Berkshire Group, which meets on Friday night. And we're located about 100 miles west of Boston.
سلام و احوالپرسی میکنن. ایشون آقای تام هستن و صدها کیلومتر از ما دور هستن، یا شاید هزاران کیلومتر از بوستون تماس برقرار کردن و جزء اعضای گروه هوشیاری الکلیست ها هستند.
I came from a good family. Nobody really drank in it, but I was a little crazy, and I picked up my first drink when I was in high school.
ایشون خانواده خوبی داشتن، اما هنوز احساس میکنن که یک آدم دیوانه ای هستن و اون کارهاشون از زمانی شروع شد که وقتی دوره راهنمایی رو شروع کردن در مدرسه.
I would say my social drinking lasted about a half a minute. I picked up my first drink and I was off to the races.
What kind of races?
Oh, just when I picked up my first drink, it was all over. I absolutely loved booze from the second I picked up the drink.
اولین جرعه رو که نوشیدن حتی به نیم دقیقه هم نرسید، ولی از اون به بعد دیگه انگار این مسابقه نوشیدن و مشروب خوری رو شروع کردن.
I had gone off to university and I didn't do anything but party. My poor parents just stood by and watched me, and I didn't last but a year.
و این کار رو ادامه دادن تا زمانی که دانشگاه می رفتن و هیچ چیزی رو نمی دیدن جز مهمونی رفتن، اگرچه خانواده در کنارش بود و همچنان تماشاگر کارهای ایشون بود.
I was 20 years old when I went into the Coast Guard, which is a branch of the service which does search and rescue off of our coast. And I was there for 4 years and partied a lot.
و وقتی 20 ساله بودن به یکی از شعب یا به یکی از گروه های ترک الکل روی آوردن، رفتن 4 سال اونجا موندن و در نهایت باز هم از اونجا جدا شدن و ادامه ندادن.
I was 20 years old also when I got married and had no idea what that was about. I was just a kid who was not ready for marriage and who just loved to drink.
و وقتی 20 ساله بودن ازدواج کردن و هیچ ایده و هیچ پیش‌زمینه‌ای در مورد ازدواج نداشتن و اصلا به ازدواج فکر نمی کردن و آماده ازدواج نبودن، فقط ازدواج کردن که مشروب بنوشن.
For lack of the time, I can tell you for 4 years that I was in the Coast Guard, I drank and I drank and I drank and caused a lot of harm, mostly in my family, to my ex-wife and her family, and never quite doing what I was supposed to do.
به مدت 4 سال همچنان نوشیدن و نوشیدن و انگار تمام مشکلات در خانواده خودش بود یا حتی در خانواده همسر سابقش و هیچ کس هیچ کاری نمی کرد و ایشون همچنان ادامه به نوشیدن می دادن.
I had lots of buddies who loved to drink just like I did, and everybody watched out for each other, and I'll tell you, it was one big party.
و توی پارتی های و مهمونی های بزرگی که می رفتن فقط درست تعداد زیادی اونجا بودن و باعث می شود که مواظب همدیگه باشن، فقط البته در مقابل مشروب نوشیدن.
When I got out of the Coast Guard, after 4 years, I knew I had one more shot left to go back to university. So I went back, and with all the self-will I could muster, I did well. Now I had a little baby, didn't know what to do with her either.
و بعد از اون 4 سال دوباره به دانشگاه برگشتن و ادامه دادن، ارشدشون رو گرفتن و در اون زمان بهترین خودشون رو نشون دادن و با موفقیت ارشد خودشون رو گرفتن و در همون زمان یک بچه کوچیک خدا بهشون داد و باز هم هیچ ایده و طرز تفکری در مورد بچه نداشتن.
My problem was that any time I picked up one drink, just one, I didn't know how to stop. I couldn't stop. So if I knew I was going to a party and could only get one drink, I wouldn't drink at all because they had no power in me not to drink after the first drink.
و مشکلشون این بود که همیشه فکر میکردن تنها میتونن با یک پیک نوشیدن خودشون رو کنترل کنن و همیشه میگفتن فقط همین یک پیک، اما این یک پیک غیر قابل کنترل بود و همیشه یک پیک به چندین پیک منجر میشد و کامل دیگه ادامه میدادن و تنها چیزی که دوست داشتن این بود که توی پارتی ها برن و باز هم به امید همون یک پیک، اما یک پیک تبدیل به چندین پیک میشد و ایشون قدرت توانایی کنترل نوشیدن رو نداشتند.
People around me really started to think that I should try AA. So they suggested and brought me to an AA meeting. I was 22. I didn't like it. I didn't identify. And all I could see was old guys around, all old men, you know. And I was only 22. And there was no young people around. And they told me to try to identify with what the speakers were saying and not compare. And I compared.
و افرادی که کنارش بودن خیلی سعی کردن که به ایشون پیشنهاد بدن که جلسات AA رو بره. زمانی که 22 ساله شدند و به جلسات AA رفتن و رجوع کردن به اونجا، اصلا جلسات رو دوست نداشتن چون که تنها یک پسر 22 ساله بود و همه افرادی که تو اون جلسات حضور داشتن افراد پیر بودن و ایشون نمیتونست حتی خودش رو با اونها مقایسه کنه یا اصلا با اونها همصحبت بشه.
So, a couple years later, it didn't get any better. I continued to drink. My family was fed up with me. And my ex-wife finally said to me, either you go to AA or you're out of here. And by out of here, she meant on the street somewhere, I think. I'd gotten into a lot of trouble over the years, and I only drank for 7 years. 7 years isn't a long time, but it was way more than I should have been drinking.
You mean that you left your house?
She was going to make me leave my house.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Kick me out. She was kicking me out.
Uh-huh. به مدت 2 سال AA می رفتن ولی همچنان مشروب می نوشیدن و خانوادش دیگه از وسش خسته شده بود و می خواست ازش خلاص بشه. همسر سابقش تنها کاری کرد که ایشون را از خونه بیرون کرد و یعنی به قول خودشون از خونه شوتشون کرد، بیرون انداخت و این درد و رنج رو به مدت 7 سال ادامه داد و تنها نوشیدن رو دوست داشت.
So she told me I could go to an AA meeting that night, and I said, okay, I'll go. And I met my first sponsor, Jimmy, at that meeting. He said to me, so lad, young guy, you think you're having a problem with booze?
خانومش اونو مجبور کرد دوباره بعد از 7 سال که جلسات AA رو بره. اولین شبی که به اونجا رفت راهنماش آقای جیمی اونجا رو دید و باهاش صحبت کرد که تام تو یک پسر جوان هستی و میشه اینجا بمونی و کمکت کنیم که ترک کنی.
So I went to my first meeting, I walked through the door, and I didn't like it at all. I didn't like the people, I didn't want to be there, and this guy that brought me was great, and he, after the meeting, he said, did you like what the speaker said? And I said, no, not really, and why don't you go up and thank them for speaking? We had speaker meetings, and I said, no, I didn't want to do that. I wasn't a joiner, and I just wanted him to stop talking. And so.
و توی اولین جلسه که شرکت کردن جلسه سخنرانی بود. ایشون اصلا مردمی که اونجا بودن رو دوست نداشت، سخنران رو دوست نداشت. حتی چند بار میخواست که سخنران رو بهش بگه که دیگه بسه، دیگه صحبت نکن. و وقتی جیمی ازش پرسید که تو لذت بردی از این جلسه، گفتم نه، من اصلا هیچ لذتی نبردم و حتی از سخنرانم خیلی خوشم نیومد.
I think the turning point came for me when he asked me, and I was crazy in my head, and he said, how about I take you to another meeting tomorrow night? And I have no other explanation except my higher spirit stepped in, and I said yes.
بعد یک نگاه دیگه داشته باشیم به این موضوع که یه چیزی گوشه ذهن من دیوونه بار تکرار میکرد که منتظر باش برای جلسه فردا شب. شاید اون روح من بوده که به من میگفته برو و جلسه فردا شبم رو هم تکرار کن و درش شرکت کن.
So it took me a while of coming to AA. I was only 25. And there were not, at that point in time, there weren't a lot of young people around. And I would say to my sponsor, I'd say, Jimmy, there's not a lot of young people around. He said, well, that guy over there is not that old. I said, he's 10 years older than I am. And I just had a hard time. But I kept coming and I didn't drink. That's what they told me. Just don't drink and go to a meeting.
و دیگه به طور رسمی و به طور واقعی وقتی 25 ساله بوده جلسات AA رو شرکت میکرده و راهنماش همش به راهنماش میگفته که اینها خیلی پیرن و من جوانم و یک بار راهنما بهش میگه که اوکی تو جوان هستی، اینها فقط ممکنه 10 سال بزرگتر از تو باشن، ولی تو اینجا بمون و دیگه مشروب نخور.
And so I began my journey in AA, and I finished university. I did really well this time, and I went on to get a job, and my home life was not the greatest. It was really chaotic, and I had another little one at home, and we started moving, and eventually this wife of mine left. It was just... not able to go on. And then I was left by myself in another state.
و در اون زمان همچنان ملحق شده بود به جلسات AA. دانشگاهش رو تموم کرد، حالش بهتر شده بود، شغل پیدا کرد، اما مشکلی که داشت زندگی شخصیش بود که فاجعه آور بود زندگی شخصیش، و قادر نبود که نه ترک کنه اونجا رو و نه قادر بود که بمونه توی زندگی و مجبور بود که نقل مکان کنه و همچنان مجبور بود که ادامه بده.
The people at that point, I had a new sponsor and it was another state. And they told me that I needed to learn to live by myself. I needed to learn to make my bed, to be a good father for these children that were stayed away. And I wasn't to go out, wasn't to date, and that if I followed their suggestions, I had a shot at it. So I did. I did that. And I went to a lot of meetings, and they told me, you need to go to a lot of meetings, and above all, don't drink.
And at that time, how many children did you have?
At that point, I had two.
Uh-huh.
From this wife. Yep.
آها، و وقتی که اون ایالت رو ترک کردن و به ایالت جدید رفتن و انتقال پیدا کردن، اسپانسر جدیدی رو پیدا کردن و تنها چیزی که اون اسپانسر در اون زمان بهش گفت، یعنی اون راهنما در اون زمان بهش گفت، گفت که فقط باید سعی کنی که یک پدر خوب باشی و مشروب نخوری. بعد ایشون هم پیروی کرد از حرفاش و در اون زمان دو تا فرزند داشتن و همچنان سعی کردند که پدر خوبی باشن و مشروب ننوشن تا به امروز.
So what happened was I started to get better and I still didn't date anybody, but I did start a little bit. And then I met a woman in AA who she was in AA as well. And we started on our courtship and we got married. And that was 40 years ago, 40 years ago. And it's been a good life with her.
و بعد از اون که وقتی بهتر شدن و بهبود پیدا کردن با یک خانوم در AA آشنا شدن و شروع کردن رابطه ای رو آغاز کردن و در نهایت رابطهشون به ازدواج ختم شد و این موضوع برمیگرده به 40 سال پیش.
My story really is about life in Alcoholics Anonymous. I came in very young and my whole adult life has been lived in Alcoholics Anonymous. My wife and I my current wife and I had 2 children, and my other 2 children came to live with us. So we ended up with 4 children in a sober household. It wasn't always easy. It wasn't always, we didn't always have a lot of money, but we all worked hard. We didn't drink, and it was a good life.
دو تا بچه به دنیا آوردن و دو تا بچه قبلی از خانم قبلیشون هم با اونها زندگی میکنن و الان زندگی خوبی دارن، زندگی هوشیاری دارن، زندگی بدون الکل. اگرچه گاهی اوقات آسون نیست زندگی کردن با والدین هوشیار، اما اونها به سختی کار میکنن، تلاش میکنن و سعی میکنن که زندگیشون رو بدون الکل نگه دارن.
So it would be nice if everybody lived happily ever after. But with these 4 children, through the years, I have 4 children that drank. They all drank, and some more than others. But at this point where we are, all 4 of my children have come to AA. And we have my wife's family has a lot of alcoholics in it that are all in AA. My family has alcoholics in it, but none of them are in AA. We have a great life. We have a lot of humor. And I'm really grateful. We've had sad things. We've had people die. We've had people get very sick. I had some pretty severe medical issues, but I didn't drink, and have come to see how they can benefit others. And okay there.
و یه نکته اینجا بود که هر 4 فرزند الکلی شدن ولی بعد از اون به AA پیوستن و الان خانواده ای دارن بدون الکل و یه خانواده مخونشون شده انگار مرکز AA و همچنین خیلی گاهی اوقات ناراحت میشه از مردن کسی یا چیزهایی که ناراحت میکنه ایشون رو برای دیگران، چیزهای بعدی که برای دیگران اتفاق میفته ایشون رو هم ناراحت میکنه و تنها کاری میکنه میتونه بکنه اونهایی که مشکلات پزشکی دارن بهشون کمک میکنه و تنها کاری رو که میگه دوست دارم انجام بدم اینه که خدماتی رو برای دیگران انجام بدم و سودمند باشن برای دیگران. کل خانوادهشون همین جوری هستن و میگه که من خیلی خوشحالم که خانواده من انگار خانواده AA هست.
It is so important that no matter how long I'm sober, that I continue to practice these steps and this program. I try to go to a lot of meetings and I try to carry the message to other people and get out of myself. And one of the biggest things why I chose this topic today was the restraint of pen and tongue. I can, too often something will come out of my mouth that my wife likes to say, it's not always what you say, but it's how you say it.
و ایشون میگن اصلا مهم نیست که چند سال من هوشیار هستم، تنها چیزی که باید رعایت کنم اینه که ادامه بدم جلسه رفتن رو و پیام بدم به افرادی که نیازمند کمک هستن و مراقب این هوشیاری و سلامتی خودم باشم. و تنها چیزی که خانومش بهش خیلی تاکید میکنه اینه که اون مهار کردن و نگه داشتن زبانه. و خانومش بهش میگه که این مهم نیست که تو چی میگی، مهم اینه که چه جوری میگی.
I had a found a prayer not too long ago that I like to say often because it really does help me. And it's reads, set a guard over my mouth, O Spirit, keep watch over the doors of my lips.
Mm-hmm.
Our words can lead to all kinds of problems, judgments, and cruelties. Let me show my love as often as I try to speak it. Remember, O Spirit, teach me silence when my words might cause sorrow, pain, shame, and fear.
Would you repeat your words again?
Sure. It goes something like, set a guard over my mouth, O Spirit. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Sometimes the best thing we can do to show love is to keep our mouth shut. Our words can lead to all kinds of problems, judgments, and cruelties. O Spirit, teach me silence when my words might cause sorrow, pain, shame, and fear. And let me show my love as often as I try to speak it. I find this has really helped me no matter what, in any kind of circumstance when my mouth should be shut. And, it has been a good life, so far. And I don't usually say how long I'm sober, but a friend of mine said I should probably mention that just to let you know that Alcoholics Anonymous works. I, just celebrated 48 years and it went by so fast. It seems like just a couple years ago that I came, and, the sobriety that I've had has really, helped me so much. And the guy that brought me, I am forever grateful for, and his legacy lives, that the message he gave me and down its path and past has really helped a lot of guys be good husbands, fathers. A lot of people stay off the highways drunk, and it's incredible what has happened.
Okay. میگه تنها چیزی که از تمام قدم ها یاد گرفتم و تمام چیزی که از زندگی یاد گرفتم اینه که باید همیشه دم دهنم رو ببندم و باید مراقب باشم که ببینم چه حرفایی از دهنم بیرون میاد. گاهی اوقات نشون دادن عشق بستن دهنه و سکوت کردنه. ما نباید قضاوت کنیم یا حتی قضاوت های ظالمانه ای داشته باشیم و ما باید یاد بگیریم که دردمون رو، افسوسمون رو و ترسمون رو همشون رو جایگزین کنیم با عشق. و تمام اینها مستلزم این هست که ما دهنمون رو بسته نگه داریم. و اگه بخوایم زندگی خوبی داشته باشیم، که ایشون میگه من هم الان یک زندگی خوبی دارم که پشتوانش AA هست، اینه که من زبونم رو نگه میدارم. و اگر الان 48 ساله که هوشیار هستم، برام این 48 سال خیلی سریع گذشته، انگار همین 2 سال پیش بود. و تنها چیزی که خیلی به من کمک کرد و من تونستم این دوران رو بگذرونم اینه که خدمت کنم و عشق بدم یا پیام بدم به کسایی که نیازمند این موضوع هست. و اینها برای من خیلی
I have wonderful. Oops.
Yeah.
I have great friends in AA, and am so grateful for all that they do to help me. And it was really good to be here. I'm sorry for my computer problem. It is now up and running now that I just finished. Thanks, Serge, for sending me the link to use my phone. And thank you for having me today.
You're welcome. Okay. و ایشون میگن که من وقتی که توی ای هستم دوستان خیلی زیادی رو پیدا کردم که همشون به نوعی به من کمک میکنن و باز هم معذرت خواهی کردن که به خاطر مشکلات کامپیوتری و اپلیکیشنی که داشتن نتونه زود وصل بشن و از آقای سرج تشکر میکنن که خیلی بهشون کمک کرد و راهنمایی کرد که بتونن به این میتینگ ملحق بشن.